Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim with Klaus Hamaches. We're learning Simon Zion, the concept of Mitzvah by Yosef and Mishluchai. I'm going to follow some points that the Sefer and Nesib Chukach raises over here. One question is, how do we know this concept of Mitzvah by Yosef and Mishluchai? We have a cloud in the Torah, Shluchel Shalom Kemosai, that the Shliach of the person has the same status as the individual himself. So how do we know Mitzvah Yosef Mishluchai? So one suggestion, the word does not bring any makar. It seems to be just as it's a given, it's a swara, that the person, Rashi says, the person Isaac Mitzvah and Begufai, using your physical body to do something, there's an added element of the Mitzvah that you're doing it physically, so that your body is being involved directly in the Mitzvah, as opposed to creating the result through the halachic construct of Mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai. But he brings instead a different source that the pasuk of Vayishkem Avraham BaBoker, which is the pasuk which we learn out, Mitzvah by Yosef, Tzvi Zemaktim the Mitzvahs, the pasuk says, Vayachad Boshes Chamaroi. So it says over there, Vayachavosh is Chamorah, Rashi points out in Chumash that he did it himself as opposed to asking somebody else to do it. He didn't ask one of his avodim to do that. So the Pasuk tells me, Zvizim Maktim Lemitzvahs. And the same Pasuk tells me that you should do the mitzvah yourself. The same way we're learning from Avraham Avinu, the time frame where we're saying that's not unique to Avraham Avinu, this is a general lesson. So the second part of the Pasuk says that he did not ask somebody else to do it. Rather, he did it himself. The Chor should also be something that we should emulate and do as such. Then he points out, if the two dinim are learned from the same pasuk, it's hard to say one is better than the other. So, regards to the suffix which we mentioned, what's better is Zvizim HaKdimin or Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha, it seems to be that they're equal if they're both going to be from the same pasuk. Regards to that question, he brings from Rav Asher Weiss, the Sefer Michos Asher, that he says it might depend on the type of mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs, the primary point of the mitzvah is the action that one is doing. So the action one is doing, the maisa, obviously you should be doing the maisa yourself as opposed to having somebody else do the maisa for you. And that will take precedence over the heater. But certain mitzvahs, the primary element is not the maisa itself, but actually the tzoah of the maisa, the result that the maisa is going to bring. The Sefer Torah, the ikur of the Sefer Torah is not just the writing of the Sefer Torah. We should have a Sefer Torah which we can learn from and use to read from. So doing it in such a way that the results, the Sefer Torah that you have, is more mahudr, and it'd be easy. It's when you, each time you use it, you're going to be reading from a Sefer Torah which is a nicer Sefer Torah, whether it's halachically better or whether it's just the beauty of the ksav. So since the main point is the result, but not the maisa, it makes sense over there. We would do it better to do it ayin shliach rather than to do it oneself. A question which comes up, the Bir Lacha raises, in Simon Reish Nun, we mentioned that these Amoroyim would do these preparations for Shabbos themselves, even though they had avodim. Now, it's clear in the Mor they didn't do all of the preparations themselves. They did one specific action, and everything else in the house was done through a shliach. Now, they could have done this ma'isa yidei shliach as well. So why do they only do one thing? Because l'chora they were busy with learning Torah. Now the rule we have in regards to limud Torah is, when you have a mitzvah which is Epshalas Zayadei Acherim, you should not be Mevatel Torah. A mitzvah which is Epshalas Zayadei Acherim, you have to be the one who does it. So then you're Mevatel. But over here, we're saying that the fact that they did everything else through a shliach indicates that it's not, the Hakonas of Shabbos are not incumbent directly upon me, that I have to do it myself. So it's Epshalas Zayadei Acherim. So why were they Mevatel Talmud Torah for this mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos? So the Mr. Brura in the Shara Tzion and Simon Reish Nun gives two terutzim. He says that here the mitzvah of Kabbat Shabbos is a mitzvah, a new person to show Kabbat for Shabbos. So in that situation, that's Iyav Shalas Zayin Echerim. You can't really express that Kabbat appropriately unless you do it yourself. Number one. Number two, he says maybe Kabbat Shabbos is unique. So this might give us at least an answer to another question. Why do they only do one thing? Why is that enough? Mitzvah Meshucha should say you should do everything yourself. So the answer is that the mitzvah of Kabbat Shabbos is to express Kabbat, the fact that you're willing to do something yourself. That is the Kabbat for Shabbos. So I fulfilled that. I things have to get done. That's Hefshel HaSazayin Echerim. So that would be maybe an explanation why you fulfill Mitzvah Yosef Meshucha just in doing one single act, which is what the Mor says they did, even though there are many other things that need to be done. Why don't we apply the Mitzvah Yosef Meshucha to them as well? A few more points that you have to clarify over here. Meanwhile, have a good day.